Mr. Heckman, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. Good morning.
Well, it wasn't a negative ad. You're bringing God into the fray and country. Do you think it was effective?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, it was Lincoln who said that a house divided cannot stand, and we as a nation are very divided today. And again, we're going to have differences, but we don't have to hate each other in those differences. We need to work together to find out what's the best answer to our problems and go for it. I mean, that's what families do, and that's what a nation has to do.
It's interesting that you reference faith and God in your ad. As you know as well as anyone, God is referenced in the Declaration of Independence, but it seems like in these times, those references and the way we may celebrate God in Christ are being taken away from Christians.
No, it's true. I mean, it's the sense that... things, we got to kind of take that away because that's so divisive. But the reality is that, number one, all laws have to reflect somebody's sense of morality, someone's sense of right and wrong. And morality is essentially and ultimately based on a worldview. Historically, the worldview that framed our nation was the Judeo-Christian religion, found in the Bible as kind of the source book. I mean, it's just historically, that would just be an accurate statement. And the result has been incredible. I mean, America has been the most amazing nation in the history of the world, and it's because of these ideas that have formed our nation. And we've gotten away from them, and that's part of the reason, big part of the reason, why we're in such deep trouble that we are today.
Randy, there's the old saying, you want to get in an argument, talk politics or religion. You want to get You want to get in a fight, talk politics and religion.
There you go. That's what I'm doing everywhere I go. Frankly, I'm speaking at both levels. I'm saying, look, there's much that needs to change in Washington, D.C., but that government is a lagging indicator of where the culture is. And is American culture healthy today? Most people will say, no, it isn't. Well, I said, neither is your government, and that's why. And we need change, we need heart change in our country, and that government can't do that. That is the function of other institutions that God has ordained. He's ordained government, but he's also ordained family and the church and faith organizations. And they got a job to do. And if they don't do their job, all bets are off. We're heading over the cliff.
What did you think about Pete Hoekstra's ads titled Debbie Spend-A-Lot?
Truthfully, the word that came to my mind was dumb, to be honest with you. I know Pete Hoekstra is not a racist. I mean, that's been all the discussion since it came out. It's just, Super Bowl ads are fun. They're innovative, they're creative, they're a little whimsical. This one just wasn't, and I just didn't feel it fit. It's turned out, I think, his team, although they may not publicly acknowledge it, the fact that it's been taken down and the website's been taken down, they're trying to destroy all evidence of this thing, I think it was a misstep.
We have talked to pollsters from all over the state, political officials, journalists. Nobody thinks that you can beat Pete Hoekstra. How would you respond to that?
Well, I've been thinking about Rick Santorum has given me hope. I guess after the results last night in Michigan, I can't use him as Exhibit A completely, but he was polling, 1% and 2% not too many weeks ago, and he's at least given Mitt a run for his money, and it isn't over yet. That's basically where I am. It's tough, and yet, with like this ad that we just talked about, and I think people are really looking for a fresh set of legs to go to Washington, D.C. I mean, if we just keep doing business as usual, we're going to end up in the same spot we are. And again, Pete's a friend of ours, but I'm still in the race, even though he is my friend. And I really believe that I can bring, because my past experience of changing organizations, complex organizations, and I have a heart and passion that just won't die, that frankly, our nation needs somebody like me in there to bring people together, to fix this thing for the sake of not only our kids, our grandkids, but even for us, because our days are limited.
Mr. Hoekstra called Debbie Stabenow Debbie Spend-A-Lot when Mr. Hoekstra was on this program couple weeks ago. I had a 3-page list of some of the spending that he took part in as congressman, and what I've learned is that all politicians spend a lot of money. It's your job. How are you going to be any different?
Yeah, well, it's just that the times, they are a changing. I mean, we have this $16 trillion debt that grows by $76,000 every tick of the clock, every second. And it's across the board. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like we woke up within the last 6 to 12 months and said, you know what, we've been talking about this debt, but if we don't turn it around, you know, our bond rating's going down, the cost of money's going up. just paying the interest will be $1 trillion a year. It's just, you look across the ocean at Greece and some of these other nations in Europe that are just lumbering under the load of the welfare state, and I'm telling you, I know how desperate it is, and again, you don't know me real well, Tony, although we've talked a number of times. My wife would be the best witness of this. I am like a heat-seeking missile. I mean, I care about one thing right now in our nation, and that is saving it, fixing it. That's even more important than winning this
election. All right, Randy, let's say you win and get in. Yeah. You got a Democratic president. You've got the Senate that's owned by the Democrats. How are you going to be effective there?
Well, again, our hope is that the Senate becomes Republican, and I think there's a good probability of that, and there's certainly a hope that we have a Republican president starting next year. And again, the uphill fight. Again, we got two choices, Tony. We can sit on our haunches and just watch in slow motion as America goes over the cliff to the demise of so much that's been given to us. I mean, just the people that have died that we can have this freedom and so on. Or we can do what we can do. You know, you've all heard the story, I'm sure, of this kid that goes to the beach and there's all these starfish that the tide has brought in. They're going to die on the coast. There's millions of them. And this kid's throwing these starfish back into the ocean, you know. An old man comes by and says, you know, what difference does it make? With all these here, there's no way you can save them. He says, well, he holds one in his hand. It'll make a difference to this one. And he throws it in the ocean. I mean, we got to do what we can do.
All right, I've got about 30 seconds left. If you're the United States Senator from Michigan, what do you do to bring gas prices back down?
Well, we have so much natural gas and oil under our feet in these 50 states. We got to use it. Use the great resources that God has put at our feet. And that can, over time, I mean, we're going to be able to export oil to the rest of the world. We've got to forget this ultra-green policy. We're not going to destroy our environment to use what God has put.
All right, Randy Heckman's running for United States Senator. We'll talk again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good one.